Hare Krishna. In this podcast, I will be reciting Bhagavad Gita as it is by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Chapter 5, Karma Yuga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Text 15. नादन्ते कस्यचित् चित्पापं न चैव सुकृतं विभुः अज्ञानेनावृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुञ्चन्ति जन्तवः. नादत्ते कस्यचित् चित्तापं न चैव सुकृतं विभुः अज्ञानेनावृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुञ्चन्ति जन्तवः. नादत्ते कस्यचित्तापं न चैव सुकृतं विभुः अज्ञानेनावृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुञ्चन्ति जन्तवः. नदत्ते कश्चित् पापं नश्चैव सुकृतं विभुः अजन्यवे व्रतं ज्ञानं तेन मुह्यति जन्तवः. मीनिंग ना नेवर अदते एक्सेप्ट्स कश्चित् एनीवन्स पापं सिन ना नॉर च आल्सो इवन सडनली सुकृतं पायस activities bibhu the supreme lord anjaneena by ignorance agyaneena by ignorance avatram abratam coward jnanam knowledge tena by that muhyanti bewildered yantavaha the living entities. Meaning, nor does the supreme prosperity assume anyone's sinful or pious activities embodied wings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. Purport. The Sanskrit word Vibhu means the Supreme Lord, which full of unlimited knowledge reaches strength, fame, beauty and renunciation. He is always satisfied in himself, undisturbed by sinful or pious activities. He does not create a particular situation for any living entity. But the living entity bewildered by ignorance desires to be put into certain conditions of life, and thereby his chain of action and reaction begins. A living entity is by superior nature full of knowledge. Nevertheless, he is prone to be influenced by ignorance due to his limited power. The Lord is omnipotent, but the living entity is not. The Lord is Vibhu or omniscient, but the living entity is Anu or Atmik. Because he is a living soul, he has the capacity to desire by his free will. Such desire is fulfilled only by the omnipotent Lord. And so, when the living entity is wielded in his desires, the Lord allows him to fulfill those desires, but the Lord is never responsible for the actions and reactions of the particular situation which may be desired. Being in a bewildered condition, therefore the embodied soul identifies himself with the circumstantial material body or becomes subjected to the temporary misery and happiness of life. The Lord is the constant companion of the living entity as Param Atma or the Super Soul, and therefore he can understand the desires of the individual soul as one can smell the flavor of flower being near it. It is a subtle form of conditioning of living entity. The Lord fulfills his desires as he deserves. Man proposes and God disposes. The individual is not, therefore, omnipotent, is fulfilling his desires. The Lord, however, can fulfill all desires, and the Lord, being neutral to everyone, does not interfere with the desires of the minute independent living entities. However, when one desires Krishna, the Lord takes special care and encourages one to desire in such a way that one can attain to him and be eternally happy. The Vedic hymn therefore declares, Esa hi esa yu hai eva sadhu karma karyanti tam यम्भेयो लोकेभ्य उनिस्ताते उनिस्ताते ईसायु इव साधु कर्म करयन्ति यमधो निमिष्यते अग्न्यो जन्तुरशि अनिशो यम आत्मनः सुख दुखयः ईश्वर प्रेरित गच्छेत् स्वर्गम बस भ्रम एव च द लॉर्ड एंगेजेस द लिविंग एंटिटी इन पायस एक्टिविटीज सो ही मे बी एलिवेटेड द लॉर्ड एंगेजेस हिम इन पायस एक्टिविटीज सो ही मे गो टू हेल द लिविंग एंटिटी इज कंप्लीटली डिपेंडेंट इन हिज डिस्ट्रेस एंड हैप्पीनेस बाय द विल ऑफ द सुप्रीम he can go to heaven or hell as he cloud is driven by the air therefore the endowed soul by his immemorial desire to avoid krishna consciousness causes his own bewilderment consequently although he is consistently eternal blissful and contingent due to the littleness of his existence he forgets his constitutional position of his service to the lord and thus entrapped by nuisance and under the spell of ignorance the living entity claims that the lord is responsible for his conditional existence the vedanta sutras also confirm this vaishamya nairgharinya nas saptek तथा ही दर्शते द लॉर्ड नेदर हेट्स नॉर लाइक्स एनीवन थो ही अपीयर्स टू